This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them blooms for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can be of assistance to you, if you had a problem or things are not looking the way that they should, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. Well, I picked up a little newspaper when we were in the national parks, and I saved it because I found this little article. And I tried it, and it works so good. This time of the year, if you buy a pineapple or bananas especially, you tend to get these little fruit flies because it's warm and the bananas ripen quickly. So do the pineapples. And all of a sudden, you got fruit flies all over the place. And there was a little story, and it says very easy way to get rid of fruit flies, and I tried it, and within a day they were all gone. So I thought this is something you may like. And this is the recipe. You need a half a cup of water, and you need a teaspoon of regular white vinegar, a tablespoon of sugar, and a couple drops of dish soap. And you mix them well in a jar or a dish, and you just set it where you're having a problem with these fruit flies flying around in your kitchen. They'll be attracted to it, and they'll try and land on the water, and when they do, the soap will coat their wings and they won't be able to fly and they'll drown in the water. So it's a good, easy thing, and I made some in a Pyrex, like a pudding dish. And again, it's a half a cup of water, a teaspoon of white vinegar, a teaspoon of sugar, and a couple drops of regular dish soap. And you just mix it all up together and leave it right on the counter. And you come back and you'll start seeing these flies all dead in the water. So it works great. Give it a try and let me know how it worked for you. Let's go to the phone lines. George, who's up first this hour?
That would be Jeff. He's got a question about bee balm.
Okay. Jeff, good morning. How can we help you out with your bee balm today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm down here in West Yarmouth here, and I have a small rock garden, and I have two bee balm plants surrounded with zinnias, marigolds, and columbine. But I noticed the most of the blossoms have faded now. It's going to seed, but there's an awful lot of like powdery mildew. Should I cut down the bee balm, or do the birds eat those seeds like they do on echinacea?
The birds will eat the seeds.
Okay.
And the problem is we're getting some humid weather, and humid weather will encourage powdery mildew. And not only will your bee balm get it, but zinnias, they tend to get powdery mildew, the white blotches on the foliage.
Yes.
So what you want to do is you want to get something to get rid of it. And you want to spray it now. You want to wait a week and do it again and kill the powdery mildew. The reason is the powdery mildew has already made spores. And the spores get airborne with some wind and with the rain. And I'd be willing to bet that the powdery mildew that's on your bee balm is now on your zinnias.
So a little bit, I can see a little bit on there starting, you know.
Yeah.
And I try to water, like you say, don't water the foliage, just do the base of the plant and do it early in the day, but I still see it there.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you get humidity, when you get the days where your clothes all sticks to you, that's the type of weather that makes powdery mildew very active. I had some in my vegetable garden on my squashes and my cucumbers. And I just hit them with a good fungicide. I did it, I did it on a Sunday, then I did it again on a Friday, and it's all gone. So I'm going to keep a close eye, and if it starts to come back, I'm going to hit them again. But I used the BioSafe Disease Control, and that works very, very well. Bonide has a sulfur-based fungicide that's very, very good. Dr. Earth has a liquid sulfur fungicide that's organic, and that works very, very well. You can use a product called Organocide 3-in-1. And that will take care of insects, disease, and red spider mite all at the same time. And it will dry it right out so that spores don't have a chance to get caught. Organocide 3-in-1, garden centers have it. And I've seen it at Lowe's. The BioSafe, the garden centers, or you can order it online. Bonide, you can find it garden centers and nurseries. And so it's something that, I mean, a day like today with there's no rain in the forecast, hit it. And then 5-6 days later, hit it again and try and get underneath the leaves as well as on the top of the foliage and spray the ground. Because if any of the leaves have turned brittle and dried out and crumbled, they fall on the ground and the spores are still attached to the dead foliage and they can become airborne like a hot air balloon and attack your zinnias. So treat it and soak the ground around it, get underneath the leaves and go back a week or so later and hit it again.
Okay. Should the bee balm be cut back in the fall, like to the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I have some bee balm. The other thing that you have to be aware of, bee balm can get a little bit aggressive, and it can start to appear all over the garden. And that usually
now
occurs if the seeds get to a point where they explode and they're sent through the ground. So if you're seeing that your bee balm is beginning to appear here and there throughout the garden, then cut off the flower heads.
Okay. I like to see the hummingbirds on it, though. They like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the hummingbirds are there now, leave them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks.
Good luck, and let us know how you work out, okay?
I'm going to try that fruit fly recipe, too.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, I was amazed to think that just sugar and water, a little bit of vinegar, and a little bit of soap. But I'll tell you, I did it in the morning when we got home. And by lunchtime, there were three or four, and by the next day, there were probably a dozen of them in it. And it was just a little pudding dish, you know, the Pyrex glass dishes or anything like that, and it worked great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend now.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye. George, who's up next?
That would be David. He's down in Florida and got a question about his fig trees.
Okay. David, good morning. How can we help you with your figs?
Hi, Paul. I live down here in South Florida, and 2-3 months ago I planted a brown turkey fig in an 18-inch pot. And I used some soil moist when I planted it, and I've been feeding it every couple of weeks with the Espoma Grow liquid.
Good.
And when I planted it, I was a bit lazy. I didn't get potting soil, so I just dug into one of my beds. And down here, you know, if you dig down more than 2 inches, all you get is sand. And
right.
I'm wondering if that fertilizer is going to turn that sand into something more healthy eventually, or have I doomed its existence, or should I try to change out some of that soil?
Yeah, what I would do, right now it's actively growing, and hopefully you've got a few fruit on it.
I do.
I would wait until next spring. I would knock it out of the pot and get some of that sand off and buy a good potting soil. And I would even increase the size of your pot. I have one that I have in front of my house here in Maine, and it's a 24-inch pot, and they love it. So give it some room, get the sand out, get some good potting soil, and your figs will be terrific.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This year, start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. George, who's up next?
Mike has got a question about his tomatoes.
Mike, good morning. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Hey, Paul, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. My tomatoes are doing great, but this time of the year, I'm getting the dead foliage at the base of the tomato plant. And I know you've suggested the organicide 3-in-1 in the past.
Right.
And I bought some and want to apply some. Do I need to cut off the dead foliage?
Yeah, anything that's brown or is really yellow and, you know, doesn't look healthy, remove it.
Okay.
And if it's really crumbly, be careful, because if it falls to the ground, it contains those spores, and it's what's called late blight. So you want to get that on there as soon as you can. So get out in the garden and clean off all of the foliage that doesn't look good. And if some fell on the ground, you know, with your hand, try and clean it up the best you can. And then take that organocide 3-in-1 and really soak the foliage of that plant and the ground. And water between the plants, you know, from plant to plant. Give them a good soaking. And then I would hit them back like 5 days, 6 days from now. And because you've got it on your plant, you're going to have to be more aggressive. So I would hit them 3 times within the next 2 weeks to really put a halt on this. And it'd probably be a good idea to get some fertilizer on your plants. Espoma has a product called Grow. It's a liquid food, and it has beneficial microbes. Dr. Earth has a wonderful vegetable garden fertilizer. It has 23 different types of beneficial microbes. And I'll tell you, the thing that I found when you use a Dr. Earth fertilizer, the ground is better at the end of the year than when you started. because of all the beneficial microbes, and it's all organic and natural. So feed him with that, and I think you're going to see a big, big difference. But get that spray on there, because when we get back into the heat and the humidity, it's going to spread. So really hit them hard 3 times in the next 2 weeks.
And after that, do I reapply? Once I've got it under control, do I need to reapply periodically, or is that...
I would do it every couple of weeks, just to make sure that there are no stragglers that can get back onto the plant. And then next year, plant your tomatoes at the opposite end of your garden. And the reason is the disease spores that you missed that fell on the ground are going to be active next year. And if you plant your tomatoes there, the spores will ripen and they become airborne and they'll attack your foliage. So if you put your tomatoes at the opposite end of the garden, then the spores, when they get active, are going to try on, let's say you've got cucumbers, but it won't work on cucumbers or squash or whatever you plant there. So keep moving it around, and that will help a great deal.
All righty. Thank you much.
Okay. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. And what I would do, too, next year, Mike, is when you get to, early to mid-June, you're going to have some of the organicide 3-in-1. I would hit them in early June. I would hit them in early July just to make sure that there's nothing hanging around the garden from this year.
Sounds like
Thank
I need
you.
To give my garden a rest and plant some corn next year.
Well, you just don't want to plant tomatoes in the same spot because you could be up against the same thing over and over again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, last week I had a caller, and they wanted some information about fleas and ticks. And I gave Bonite a call, because they seem to have a lot of different products. And this past year, they came out with a new product. It's called Bonide Flea Beater, and you can put it right on your dog or your cat. So they have a three-step program, one for the yard, one for the furniture or their bed, and one for the pet. Check it out at your garden center.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it...
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months.
2 hours.
One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Sour of my stuff. And then he picks up the theirs. Okay, we gotta go here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines and see what we can do to help somebody calling in this morning. George, who's up next?
Todd has a question about fertilizer.
Todd, good morning. How can we help you with plant food today?
Morning, Paul. Hi. I never got my garden in until the second week of June because it was so wet.
Yep, me too.
it's doing great. I used the powdered mycorrhizae. I used an organic fertilizer and a whole lot of cow manure. I put cow manure on pretty heavy every 2 years.
Good.
What's your opinion on foliage feeding with the, you know, brand name organic fish fertilizer?
Fish fertilizer is a good food. There's no microbes or beneficial bacteria to it. The only thing is with a fish fertilizer, you can't apply it during the heat of the day because it will make like little magnifying glasses in the beads of water, and the heat will go through and it will burn holes in it. So if you want to use the fish as a foliage spray, then do it early in the morning so that the water has a chance to dry on the foliage, and that way you don't get the little burns on the foliage itself.
Well, that would explain the little tiny holes in my sweet potatoes. Now, my second question is once, actually part of this question, is once a week okay on that?
Oh, yeah. Anything that's organic like that does a lot of good to the plant. I now use the Espoma Grow. And the reason is it's got the beneficial microbes. It's organic like fish fertilizer, like seaweed fertilizer, but for the same money, you're getting 20 plus beneficial microbes added to it that's going to give you a deeper root so that you won't have to water as much. It's going to give you more foliage. It's going to help the fruit to ripen quicker. And next year, when you get ready to plant, the beneficial microbes have made the soil better. So I use the Dr. Earth and I use the Espoma. Both of those are organic. Both of them have the beneficial microbes. And they don't, you don't get that smell that you'll do with some of the fish fertilizers. So I'm thinking of the future, and the beneficial microbes is the future in gardening. And it will come to a point one day where you won't even have a miracle grow product because it doesn't last. So anything organic, and when you have the bonus of the beneficial microbes like Espoma or Dr. Earth, it's a heck of a lot better for you.
Right. Well, like I said, I did buy out and ordered it from Oregon, this mycorrhizae that came in a bag. It's the powder. And I did put that in my holes, and I did put it with my seeds. And I do water with it as well. So
yes.
I'm hoping I'm going to be getting better. Now, my next question, my pumpkins are about to be introduced to my cucumbers. Is there any danger of those cross-pollinating?
No. No. If the only problem that you have to worry with pumpkins is gourds. So, you know the nice colorful gourds that you'll buy in the fall to decorate with?
Right.
Those will cross-pollinate with pumpkins. And several years ago, we had a nursery here in Maine, and we sold more pumpkins than anybody around us. And the man that grew the pumpkins for us, one year, planted at the end of his field four or five rows of ornamental gourds. And the end result was, when the pumpkins started to ripen, we were getting these shapes, we were getting bumps, we were getting colors on the pumpkins, and people absolutely loved it. But that's the only thing that you have to worry about. So if you're trying to grow a great big pumpkin and you have gourds, or your neighbor has some gourds, there's a chance that the pollen will get together. It will prevent the pumpkins from getting too big, but it'll give it some really great character.
Great. Well, I planted my giant pumpkins in a different patch, and unbelievable, but I picked 8 pumpkins off that earlier this week, just so it would put all the energy into one pumpkin. When I water with the mycorrhizae powder, how much powder should I be using per gallon?
Natural alternative. They have a product that's all beneficial microbes. They're the only company in the country. They have a patent, and they have 60 different strains of beneficial microbes. And they're putting a teaspoon to a gallon of water.
Okay.
So it doesn't take a lot, and you just mix it up really, really well, and boy, you can really notice a difference a week later.
Okay. We'll give that a shot. I thank you for your time, Paul.
I thank you for the phone call, and you have a wonderful weekend, and go Big Pumpkins.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you, 855-660-4261, and I was just talking to Todd about the beneficial microbes. Natural alternative. They have this powder of beneficial microbes, and they have 60 different strains. Most companies will have like 20 or 25. And it's a wonderful, wonderful fertilizer. And once you've used it, you will know. And the first year I used it, I went to pull and clean my garden in the fall, and I could not get my tomatoes out of the ground. I had to get a shovel That's how big the root system was. So now I use it all the time. And they also have an organic mosquito spray. It will kill mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And if you give them a call, they have a special going right now on their spray. Their bottle will cover 10,000 square feet. It will last a month or more, and it works beautiful. Give them a call on Monday. The number is 888-546-5941. It works fantastic. George, who's up next?
Betsy has some questions about avocados.
Betsy, good morning. How can we help you with your avocados today?
I just have one plant. It was like an experimental, plant. And
yep.
It's in a 12-inch pot, and it's about 3 feet high. And the bottom leaves are kind of slanting downward, and the top ones are nice. And I only water it on Sundays. Right now it's in the house.
Okay.
But I don't know if I should put it in a bigger pot or keep it outside.
Okay. Have you been feeding it at all, Betsy?
I did put, what's it called? There was something that you just did, advertised, or promoted, I should say, a while ago. And I've been putting that in. I don't know what it is. I'm on my way to church right now, so I don't have access
okay.
to the name of the
And
plant.
How often are you feeding it, Betsy?
Just once a month.
Okay. That should be more than enough. What you're going to do is once the plant gets to be about 3 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
you're going to pinch the very tip off of the plant.
Oh.
Okay? And
yes.
what's going to happen, because you've pinched the leader, it won't grow straight up anymore. Branches will begin to form, and you'll have a tree-shaped plant instead of a telephone pole shape.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that pinching, move it to a pot that's going to be about 18 inches in diameter. Use a good potting soil, and you'll see a big difference in that plant.
I do notice at the bottom, maybe about two or so inches, it's brown, like a trunk color.
Yep.
So it's something starting already.
Yeah, because see, in nature, if you were living in Florida, for example, where avocados can be planted, it's a tree. And several years ago, I was down visiting my sister in, where does she live? southern Florida. And her next door neighbor had an avocado tree that was bigger than a apple tree. It was huge. It had to be 25, 30 feet high and 25, 30 feet across. And they had these poles with a fruit picker on them. And they picked avocados for about a 3 month period because they just kept fruiting. So it gets to be a real big tree. But, the longer you let it grow, the taller it's going to be. And if it's going to be kept inside during the winter, then I would suggest at 3 feet, just break off the tip and continue feeding it and giving it water and so forth, plenty of sun. And then all of a sudden, you'll see all this new growth coming out from the sides of your plant.
Okay. Now, it's not something I could grow outside. Because of our climate, right?
Right. There's no avocados being grown in the Northeast.
Okay.
Just like you don't see orange trees.
True.
But it's something that you can keep in your house and during the winter, and then in the spring when the threat of frost is over, put it outside on your deck or a porch or a patio, and it can stay there until mid to late September.
We have a three-season porch, but I don't like put stuff like that out there during the winter months.
Right, right. So it would have
room.
To stay someplace where there's no cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Betsy, and you have a wonderful day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George, Who's up next?
Sandra has a question about garlic.
Sandra, good morning. How can we help you with the garlic today?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a couple of questions. One is about, I bought a perennial garlic, and we planted it around May or June, and it shot up good, and that flower came on the top. I cut it off. What I'm noticing now that the whole three of them are all brown on top. I don't know if I should dig them up or leave them in there. And also, I bought several types of onions. Some of them are coming up to the top. Once they pop up, am I supposed to be pulling them out? I took three out yesterday that are absolutely beautiful, and we planted like Spanish onions, large onions, red onions, and scallions. Yep. Do they have to come out of completely out of the ground? My husband thinks I picked them up too soon, but I have three beautiful onions in the house.
Right.
And
right.
Then I also wanted to ask you about sunflowers that I bought in the store, if I could see them after. And then we have two junipers this year that for some reason or other, the branches are very skimpy, but he scraped them yesterday, excuse me, and they're still alive. We need to know in which direction, please.
On your garlic.
Yes.
Once it turns brown, harvest it.
Okay.
If it's in bloom, if your onions come into bloom, they're all done growing, pull them up and start eating them.
Okay.
We're taking a break. Why don't you hold on and we'll come back to you.
This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome to the Paul Tamer Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines, running out of time. George, who's up next?
Were you finished with, what's your name?
That's right. We got to finish with Sandra.
Yes, hi.
Okay. Junipers that are getting a little bit thin, maybe time to do some pruning on them and feeding them. Have you fed them in the last year, Sandra?
Yes, he feeds them faithfully. He does his Holytone, his Plantone, you know, for the arborvitaes, everything.
Right. Okay. But they're getting thin looking, you said?
Yes. The branches are there, and he scrapes them, and they're still alive. But they're getting very skimpy. We have two of them.
Okay. Here's what I want you to tell them to do.
Okay.
If you have evergreen plants and they're kind of thinning out, take a sheet of white paper, lift up a branch, put the white paper underneath the branch, tap the branch with your hands, and stuff will fall from that branch.
Okay.
Because it's on the white paper, if you see it moving, then you know you have an insect. And 9 out of 10 times, it's something called spider mite.
Cider mite, okay.
Yeah. So just take a sheet of white paper, put it under the branch, tap the branch, look at the white paper, and if you see little things moving, then you get a product called All Season Oil.
He has that, okay.
And tell him to spray that plant really well. Come back a week later and do it again, and then have him refeed the evergreen to give it some additional energy once you've killed the spider mite.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
you. Those sunflowers, Paul, could I dry them out and seed them?
If it's coming from a live plant, but cut flowers, no, because the seeds are not mature.
Okay, that's what they are. They're cut flowers I bought in the garden shop, so we can't use those.
No, because the seed hasn't formed correctly, and it just will not germinate, so you'll have to start from scratch next year. Look through your seed catalogs, because you can buy sunflowers that will only grow a couple feet tall, and you can buy some that will grow 12 feet tall.
Okay, and before you go, and then I'll let you go, the onions have to come to the top of our soil, right, before I harvest them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so only pull the ones that are coming right to the, do they have to come fully to the top? Because they're tilting to the side, is that okay?
As long, when you see that your foliage is beginning to turn brown, if you see that the plant made a flower, pull them up, they're ready to go.
Oh, all right. These are not doing that, Paul. They're just coming to the ground, and all the tops are still green and lively.
Then just let them grow. If you want to steal one here and there to cook, that's fine. But if they'll get bigger, I mean, they should be able to grow for another 30 days anyways.
Okay, Paul. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful, and you have a lovely day.
You too. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're coming to an end. We'll be here next week, same time, same place. And if you'd like to get more information on gardening, I write a weekly email newsletter, and it's free. You just go to my website, paulparent.com, and all you need to do is put in your email address, and you'll receive it every single Thursday. And it's going out to quite a few people right now. And we have different topics every single week. And I know that something like that would help you a great deal. This past week, we did a story on spirea, your summer blooming spirea. We did a story on butterfly bush and butterfly weed. So every week will be different. And we'll give you an awful lot of information. It's free. You just need to go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address, and you'll start getting it the following week. So you have a great weekend. Get outside, enjoy the weather while you can. Winter's not that far away, I hate to say it. But August is a beautiful month, a productive month. Cut your roses, cut your annuals, your perennials, and bring them inside for beautiful, beautiful color. Thank you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.